Thank you and good morning. State Senator Mike McGuire chaired the State Joint Committee on Fisheries and Aquaculture meeting on Tuesday as local, state, and federal officials discuss how to address the prospect of another lost crab fishing season due to warm ocean temperatures and the persistent bloom of algae that made local crab unsafe to eat. The outlook for the upcoming crab season is cautiously optimistic, and test results collected by UC Santa Cruz reveal that the peak toxicity of the algae may have already happened, and that by the time crab season opens, crabs should be safe to eat. Congressman Jared Huffman attended the hearings, but there was no discussion of relief efforts for last year's lost crab fishing season. Governor Brown has declared a disaster, but no final decision has been made by the Department of Commerce. The Board of Supervisors approved just over $3.4 million in Measure Z allocations to outside agencies this week for the 2016-2017 fiscal year. The county agreed to memorandums of understanding with local cities and organizations for a total of just over $3.4 million in new funding, along with new allocations for county departments including the Public Defender, Public Works, and Administration. That brings the total for new projects to $6.8 million, and when added to the ongoing allocations for public safety of $5.2 million, Measure Z will fund more than $12 million in projects over the next year. We are just about a month away from the general election, and for voters in Humboldt County, some important dates are coming up. Early voting begins next Monday, October 10th, and the last day to register to vote is October 24th. Early voting allows you to go to your local election office, request a ballot, fill it out, and submit it immediately. Mail-in ballots will start arriving in the next few days, and the last day to request a mail-in ballot is November 1st, 7 days before the election. You can also request a one-time mail-in ballot by contacting the elections office, or you can choose to be a permanent mail-in voter. Residents are encouraged to read their voter guides. There are 18 local measures to consider, primarily school bonds, but also a county sales tax increase, the consolidation of two county offices, and a marijuana tax measure. Then come the state initiatives, which number 17. There are also mayoral and city council races across the county, in addition to the state and federal contests. You can find a list of the candidates and all the local and state measures that will appear on the ballot at the county website. Ken Morgan has an update on bees.
A species of bees is on the endangered species list for the first time in American history. A CNN report says seven bee species native to Hawaii are on the protected list as the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service added yellow-faced bees to the list after years of research showed they are endangered. The rule is effective October 31st. Listing the bees on the endangered species list allows authorities to provide recovery programs and fund protection efforts.
Pacific Gas and Electric issued a reminder that residents may see low-flying helicopters today as air crews make inspections of gas lines from the air. The helicopter will fly as low as 500 feet over Eureka, Fortuna, Arcata, and surrounding areas, and the patrols will be conducted from 7 a.m. until 4 this afternoon. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills has addressed the issue of police violence in several forums, including the department's blog, in interviews with local news organizations, and here on Talk Shop. Mills spoke about the dangers police face each time they go out on patrol and the violence they can encounter when confronted with armed, angry people, many of them with mental health issues or who are impaired. Recently, Eureka officers deployed a less-than-lethal option when dealing with a man who was threatening passersby with a knife near Harrison S Streets by using a beanbag shotgun.
It's a 12-gauge shotgun that shoots a sock full of beans, and it hits the person from sometimes pretty good distances away to disarm them. So if you have a person with a knife or a club or a trowel or a stick or whatever, a brick, if you hit them with a beanbag, they're likely to drop that and say, okay, I don't want to go down this road.
Mills said that the deployment of less-than-lethal options is one way of taking someone into custody without the use of deadly force.
Our officers got there, found him, got in a foot pursuit with him. He came at the officers with a knife, and from pretty close range, they beanbagged him three times. The third one, he decided that I've had enough, and I'll drop the knife. The only other alternative you have is to shoot the person. Here's a black male with a mental health problem getting beanbagged safely taken into custody.
Mills said that there must be a balance between the safety of officers doing their jobs and protecting both the rights of the community and the suspect during an arrest. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.